please dial star 611 for assistance.
We get signal, my screen turn on. You're listening to the radio program about hackers' places. This here little radio program about hackers' places.
The only person in this conference. We'll be right back.
See if we can get the people on IRC to join too. You have a setup there to record the call, do you?
Yeah, I can record it. Yeah, I'm actually streaming it as well on the Signal radio station.
Cool. Anybody listening?
I don't know. Let's see.
And so what software are you using then to be able to record the call or stream the call or both?
Actually, we have five listeners. Well, I've got a mixing desk here, and so I have the VoIP thing on my mixing desk, and then the mixing desk has a USB output which goes into another PC. And basically, I just I think I use ALSA record and then encode it to AUG and then send it to the stream. And then for recording, I just dump the stream again.
Oh, yeah, cool. That's what I was thinking of doing in the end. Trying to get my desktop computer to record the call. I'm going to actually switch to a different client. So I'll be back in a second.
All right. Thank you. Welcome back. Yeah.
The person on the call? GMC, somebody else came in there? Or
I didn't hear anyone come in.
I wonder if it was me. Thank you.
So for the people listening to the stream, we are actually waiting for some more participants to dial into the Hackerspaces call-in. It's quite easy, actually, if you're listening. You just have to have a SIP client and go to 77223 at voip.telefreak.org. So that's a freak with PH. 77223 at voip.telefreak.org.
Hi, how you doing? Who's this?
Lady Nikon.
Hi, Lady Nikon. How you doing?
I saw well and thee.
Oh, good.
Someone's got some background noise there.
Signal presents the Hacktivism Hour, October 14th, 22 hours, Central European Time.
Bits of Freedom.
Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Open Rights Group.
Climate Party Sweden.
Lockup.net. Grace Swift.
We'll discuss subjects such as
Three Strikes and You're Out.
Deep Packet Inspection.
Mandatory Internet Filters.
Freedom of Speech.
Gangsta boys meet the gangsta girls, yeah. Classical. Girls, if you want me, you know where to call me, yeah. Y'all got my number.
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
Not much yet.
Start now then.
Glad I looked on the IRC. I missed the call in like 2 months in a row.
Yeah, the volume is really, really low there. I can barely hear you.
Testing, testing.
A little better.
So, are we gonna start?
Okay, I guess I'll... are we starting to... have we got the recording on?
Yeah, recording has been running for...
Cool.
Half an hour.
Yeah, that's not silent. I guess I'll kind of leave the call in.
Yeah, if you want to, please.
Okay, cool. So I have myself, Rob Fritz from TOG, GMC from RevSpace.
Ah, yeah.
I don't know if a Nikon or One Toner are going to talk about their spaces. I'm not even sure what spaces they're from, if you want to come back there.
Yeah, I could talk about our space. We're located in Boulder, Colorado.
Cool. Yeah. And what's the space called?
It's called Solid State Depot.
Great. Solid.
I see that it's actually near a little town called Nederland, which is the name of the country I'm from.
Okay, I guess I'll go first. The general idea is we talk about 5 minutes, spend about 5 minutes talking about our space, and then we can chat a bit more later on, maybe about topics. If you want to ask questions, feel free to ask at the end. Okay, so for those who haven't heard of us, we're TOG. We were the first hackerspace set up in Dublin in Ireland. It's been about, I think it's been about 3 to 4 months since we last participated in the call-in. And so we had an interesting summer. We moved into our second space in Dublin there in just at the beginning of June. And so we spent at least a month, 6 weeks in active renovations and almost reconstructions, where we had to knock down walls and painting and ripping up all of the flooring, and it was a horrible job, and setting up skips. But after that, we've been moving in, and so we've been in, as I say, about 4 months now. We've hosted a number of events and classes that we would normally run, PHP classes, Python classes on at the moment. In other news in Ireland, in more general sense, is we've actually, there are two other hackerspaces, one in Galway, got set up, and they moved into their premises around the same time as ourselves. Which is near the, so Galway is to the west coast of Ireland, and they're really near the train station, and they have a fabulous place. It's massive. It's called 091 Labs. We visited that over the summer as well. They're renting part of maybe a 500 square meter floor area. They have the run of the 500, like they have access to the whole 500, but they're only renting part of it. And another group in Cork, which is in the south tip of Ireland, got set up there recently. They're renting part of one or two rooms. I haven't visited yet, so I don't know the exact details. In a kind of an arts group premises, so they've been working on doing up their space as well, and they moved in around the same time as us, as we moved into our second place in June. During our visit in Galway, we kind of got talking with the guys there, and we organised an Irish Hackerspaces week, where we were all clubbed together to run events over the same weekend. So that was over a month ago. That was a month ago now, and so we ran about 9 days worth of events workshops on the 3D printer and a CNC routers. We had videos and demonstrations. We also did a reasonable online quiz using streaming media and video content. It worked okay. It was mostly between us and the guys in Galway, but there was another guys from, I can't remember who exactly the other group were, but they were on from the US. So I think, I can't remember which team won, but I think we all had a reasonable laugh at the in the coordination. At the same time, or just after, there's another group in Limerick, which is to the southwest of Ireland. They also have recently gotten established. And there's also a group in Belfast in Northern Ireland, or two groups kind of there that have recently started becoming much, much more proactive. So we'd hopefully see two new spaces on the island of Ireland set up in the coming months or before the end of the year, hopefully. The future for us is, we're hoping on the future of the next weekend, which would be the 18th and the 19th, we'll be participating in the synchronous hackathon. So you can go to hackerspaces.org website to find out about that. And a little bit further on from that, there's a in November, we're hoping to run a couple of government and local authority events that we're hoping to participate in involving science and innovation. We're hoping to run a group project or a number of activities during the 2-week-long event that'll be happening. We've still no set plans on that, but that'll be happening. I think it's from the 8th of November through to the 21st. I haven't got the exact dates on that. I think I'll stop now. If anybody has any questions, they can ask them now. Thanks. It doesn't sound like there's any questions there. GMC, do you want to give a quick update about your space? Maybe even the signal event that you were
on? I actually had a question, by the way, about this Irish Hackerspace week. Is anything available online that we can watch or listen to? Or?
It was kind of short notice and coordinating, and we weren't able to, I don't think anything got recorded. And really there wasn't too much activity that were coordinated amongst the spaces. Each space just kind of got together and said, we'll organize something this week. So ourselves in Dublin, and the guys in Galway were a bit better established and had a slightly bigger group, so we were able to run activities most of the week, in workshops in the evenings and classes and demonstrations. I didn't record anything, and I don't think any guys in Galway recorded anything.
And this hackerspace, I forgot the name again, in the train station. Do they actually have trains as well? Or?
Sorry, they're not in the train station, but they're very, very close. The entrance to the train station is 2 minutes walk from the entrance to their hackerspace, and even then you have to walk beside the hackerspace. They're essentially in a massive retail unit, so they have a big glass fronted. Windows, and you can kind of, they can see in, and you can see in too. It's kind of weird. I think there are some photographs of that up on one of the websites.
Well, it sounds nice. I can give an update on RevSpace, because there's no one there from Alpha One Labs, I guess, or
I don't think so.
SciTech, it says, but okay. I was curious about their three-dimensional persistence of vision thing, but Yeah, I can give an update on Revelation Space from The Hague, the Netherlands. So I think one of the most interesting projects, at least from my point of view, because it's been one of my projects, is that we recently started with the hackerspace radio named Signal. And I've been setting up a studio for that and getting a mixing desk and computers and microphones. And well, that's all running nicely now. We've got various shows going on. Basically, we broadcast every Thursday evening from 10 Central European time till midnight. And it's a diverse mix of shows, actually. Some are being done live from the studio with some guests. We also do some shows where we have people call in via VoIP or GSM or whatever, landline. We're actually working on a VoIP setup to make it possible to have around six people call into our PBX, which will be based on Asterisk. And each of these six participants will be switched to the mixing desk, so we can adjust levels and do equalizing things. And basically, that's going to be for an online panel. There's a couple of people joining there. I'll look it up while I'll. It's called the Hacktivism Hour, and it's being run by one of our space members as well, Walter van Holst. It's going to be quite interesting because in the panel we have various people. For example, Amelia Enders' daughter, who sees in the European in the Swedish Parliament for the Pirate Party. We've got Ot van Dalen, who's from Bits of Freedom, which is a Dutch digital rights organization. We've got Adam Katz from the EFF, Jim Killock from the Open Rights Group, Stefan Marciska from he's in from the hackerspace in Budapest, and Jeremy Zimmerman, La Quadrature du Net. My French is not very good, but that's going to be very interesting because they're going to discuss politics and digital rights and stuff like that. So looking forward to that. We've got other shows. We've got the Dev Random show, where we just talk random hackerspacey things and call people and have them in the show. There's even a German course for people going to a congress this year or the camp next year, which is kind of it's called Disassembling Babel, and it's kind of funny. It's done by Astera from Meta Lab. So we've also got shows that are made elsewhere. Actually, some of us will be traveling in November. Fish will be joining the Hackers on the Plane that's going to Japan, so we will be reporting live from Japan in one show. I myself will actually visit the United States in November. We'll do a road trip there, and I hope to visit a lot of hackerspaces there. And I will also report from the road. So that's the radio. That's actually going quite nicely. We're getting more equipment, and it's we also intend to build this as a mobile setup, so we can take it to events like what I already mentioned, the Chaos Camp, Chaos Computer Club Camp in 2011. So that's all going well. Something else we've been doing, we've been going to ETH0, which is a nice hacker event in the Netherlands here. It was in August. And we basically spent 5 days in the middle of nowhere with a network, power, and even a radio station. So that was fun. We built a hackerspace tent there, and there were people with electronic kits, makeup bots, and yeah, it was all very cool. So basically a mini HAR for anyone who knows hacking at random. So that was kind of cool. Other stuff going on in the space, I'm just looking around. We've been playing a lot with LED displays, old scavenged LED displays that we're patching up and using to display all kinds of messages. So that's also fun. And well, there's lots going on, but I think that's about what I wanted to say today. If there are any questions about the radio, if people think they also want to fill a slot of 1 hour or something, the idea is that we have programs that return every month. So there's an episode of the program every month that keeps the workload down to once a month you have to do something. But we can always use nice content that's related to hackerspaces, hacking, science, technology, philosophy, well, whatever, basically, as long as it's interesting to hackerspace people. So that's it. Any questions?
Maybe there's our question, but maybe we should try and do something during the hackathon. I don't know if people are, I'd like to see the hackathons, they've kind of dragged on, it's almost a year anniversary since the first one, I think next November it'll be the first one, or is it October, or the 1 year anniversary, but maybe, is maybe there's activities going on that people would like to put on during that week. Or not the week, over the weekend, next weekend. Could probably talk about it online.
Yeah, well, if something interesting is going on, we can always... if you don't want to do a show yourself, we can always get you into one of the existing shows by VoIP or whatever and talk about what's going on, because that's a bit the goal of the Hackerspace Radio. It's a bit like these call-ins, but more in the form of there's a host who has a list of things he wants to discuss, and we pull in people and basically in an interview style, conversation style, we bring out all the interesting information. So if you want to do anything or I think it'd be best to send an email to it's signal@hackerspaces.org, and then we can probably discuss it a bit further, I think.
Yeah, cool. Okay, I think One Toner, if you're still online, do you want to give us a quick update about your space?
Yeah, sure. As I said before, we're located in Boulder, Colorado. We started up maybe 5 months ago. We have not yet been able to get a space for ourselves, but we meet regularly. We meet on a weekly basis in a publicly accessible spot at a coffee shop here in Boulder, and we make plans for our space, and we also discuss other projects and various interests the members have. We're trying to get our game plan together as we build up membership. Our membership regularly is between 5 and 10, and we think we need to get more like 20 to 30 members to get the location that we need, or the location that would be ideal, I should say. So we're sort of ready to go, but building up membership. I myself was involved in the Pumping Station 1 hackerspace in Chicago before moving here to Colorado, so I have some experience in starting one of these. It's been great fun. Our membership is a wide variety of people in the area. Some do building electronics, some do software, some of them are students, undergraduate, graduate students at the local college here. We've also had a presentation that we gave where we sort of discussed some of the project members were working on, and we had a really pretty decent turnout for that. So we're sort of giving back to the community already before we even have our spot. And there's not much more beyond that except to say that we have a website up, solidstatedevo.com, if anyone's interested in communicating with us or potentially setting up a brother, sister hackerspaces on other continents. We're definitely looking to get involved with people. So that's about all I have to say. There's really not much more to say without us getting into our space.
Oh yeah, no, that's cool. I'm just having trouble hearing you. Is it Solid State in Boulder, Colorado?
Solid State Depot, EEPOT.
And you don't seem to have any... Do you have a page on the Hackerspaces wiki?
You know, I'm not sure if we are linked there yet.
So you probably won't have a space before November, right?
It's hard to say. I can't predict that. As soon as we have enough members, then we're going to be looking into moving into a location. We've already scouted some potential locations, so the membership and the, you know, we don't want to raise the membership dues too high, so that's why membership is sort of our barrier right now.
Yeah, that's always the chicken egg problem, right? If you don't have members, you don't have money, and if to rent the space. But if you don't have a space, then well, once you have a space, the members will come. But that's my experience at least. Now, but I was just wondering, because I'm sort of passing by Denver, which is I think sort of in your area, in November on my trip. So yeah, maybe we can at least meet or something.
Yeah, definitely. Contact me on the IRC. I'm in the Hackerspaces channel. I'll be glad to find out more about that because we are about an hour away from Denver.
Okay. What's your nick on the channel?
Wantoner.
Let me see. Where's my channel? This is. Yeah, I'm typing now. So. No, because that'd be cool. I'm just interested in meeting as much Hackerspace people as possible from the States, and yeah, get some interesting talks and maybe some interviews for the radio, and well, just also meet people.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Are you on ISC now, or?
Yeah, I'm in the Freenode Hackerspaces channel here.
Okay, that's where I am as well, I think. Yeah.
Your meetings are only getting around 5 or less than 10 people turning up, is it?
That's our core membership. A lot of people will show up intermittently, but those are the people who regularly attend.
Well, that's good. Five to ten people. That's a nice group to get started, actually.
Yeah, we were lucky enough that a core of us from a 2600 meeting kind of announced and that we would like to set up a hacker space, and so that brought in a core of just under 8 to 10 people. We were able to move quite rapidly. I think we started at the end of January last year, and we had our first space by the middle of May. But I think the pre-existing friendships and knowledge allowed us to kind of accelerate a little bit faster than most other groups. I think in general, I think most would probably take about 6 months to a year probably to get going when you're all starting up as new friends, and if you're not able to bring in a whole lot of new people at first. Though someone I heard recently had like 30 people, I think it was somebody in IRC, had mentioned they had 30 people show up to their first meeting, which is great. Surprising. I think Lady Nikon dropped off there, so I think it's just going to be the three of us. The one thing I think we kind of got out of the Irish Hackerspaces week, though, is, and it's something we talked about at previous call-ins, was how to improve the inter-hackerspace projects or group events. I think the what was it, the workshop 88, the Hackerspaces in Space project was interesting. I think that spurred on a lot of things, but I think that's finishing up now for most people. M. I don't know if you guys know anything about that. It seems that it finished up on August 31st, so I didn't see any follow-ups on it anyway. And it's even just to start brainstorming, like if we're having these semi-regular events like the call-ins and the synchronous hackathons and the Signal Radio, there's potential for more, you know, friendly rivalry type thing to go on, competitions between the spaces. Like, as I say, now that we have a couple of spaces in Ireland, we're going to start looking to do activities internally and other groups within our space. And usually if you can do it between two places in Ireland, you can do the same activity across the world now with the internet. Very few things would tend to need physical presence. I don't know if you guys have any ideas or suggestions.
Yeah, I recall when I was at the Pumping Station 1 space in Chicago, they were planning to do some sort of like simulated remote attacking. They had like a capture the flag server for hacking, and it was like their space versus two other local spaces. They were going to connect each other by a tunnel or something like that.
I think it's Chaos VPN or...
Well, it's DN42 now, right?
Yeah, there were two groups as far as I'm aware. One that was kind of European-based and another group that was kind of US-based.
As far as I know, they linked up together, I think. So it's now just one big darknet.
Yeah, I think one of our guys here was looking to, in Dublin, was actually participating, that maybe not through the space, but I know he was kind of involved at home. I'm not sure where the information for that is. So good luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we recently got connected to DN42, so I still have to look into what exactly this brings to us. And I think that there's a couple of things going on there, like indeed the capture the flag thing. They even got these clusters of computers, I think, that you can deploy for your own calculations, which you also can enjoy with your idle CPU cycles.
Yeah, we're looking at setting up. We have a kind of a little server room. We've got one full rack and one half rack in there that's kind of waiting to be filled with more servers. And I think the idea is we would have a kind of dedicated machines or VPNs that we would put onto the darknet. I'm not sure the details. It's not something I'm overly familiar with. The other ones are I think it shows the breadth and the depth of the hacker spaces, you know. But even if it's not just being that kind of very hacker related activity like capture the flags, I think the maker bots and the 3D printers and laser cutters and soldering type things that would be interesting to look into too, in a collaborative sense rather than a competitive sense, in a collaborative sense. I know there's an interesting electronic microcontroller scene that's MBED, so M for Mother, BED. It kind of looks at, like it might be an interesting alternative to the Arduino platform, and I know they're starting a competition soon with CircuitCeller, so it's a cheap embedded microcontroller, and I'm hoping, I think myself and one other guy in here in Dublin are going to start doing some stuff with them. But you know, when there's a competition there, it's worthwhile other hackerspaces getting involved, even if it's just some individuals in the hackerspaces. there's usually some good money in those competitions. I don't know. The only other thing, I guess, is the synchronous hackathon that's next week. I think it's quite a cool activity, you know, to have people in their space dedicated and then do the online streaming. We still need to overcome the problem with Ustream. It's a very inefficient, it only seems to work on Windows, so we have a kind of dedicated Windows machine to host it.
Mm.
But I've talked before about having a kind of a video chat type setup, a bit like Internet Relay Chat, which would allow you to kind of share the technology. I suggested to somebody as a final year college project that something like that is a tool that's kind of missing, where you would kind of have a dynamic video streaming technology, a bit like SIP or something, you know, that
I've got a little project going as well, where there's quite a lot of conferences, smaller ones, bigger ones, and they all want to stream their video. And one of the recent conferences I was involved with, Guadec, we actually streamed in WebM and VP8, which was very cutting edge. So you had to use a beta Firefox or a beta VLC or whatever to even be able to see it. But I mean, what it showed to me is that there's a need for a setup that you can bring to a conference, drop into the network, connect the cameras, and you go with the video stream. So that's a project I'm also working on now, getting some funding for that, and then just have a generic event streaming kit. So I've been looking into this whole video streaming thing a bit recently, and I mean, there's quite a lot of open solutions that you can use. I'll be doing some more research and talk to a lot of people about that. But close to what you're talking about the video streaming.
Yeah, no, it's beyond my at least the soft. I don't know. It's something I think that there's a gap in the infrastructure that, you know, was readily available, it's almost niche, though. It does kind of fit into that what's useful for hackerspaces. It may not be that useful for other things like conferences, at least in the, you know, the 27C3s type conferences, it's where you have these kind of online conferences, which would probably work well for Darknet and things like the synchronous hackathon. But yeah, it's a bit beyond what I'd like to get into, but it's something I'd like to be able to use.
Yeah, but what I also like is this idea that was, I think, on the lists a year ago or something, where you basically have a camera in one room and a camera in another room in on the other side of the world, and you just project the cameras on the wall, so it's like your own space is extended with another space. That was quite an interesting idea, actually. So one wall would become a window, basically, to the other space in the other on the other end of the world. And you could do this with a lot of space. If you're with four spaces, then you could use four walls, or
We use a SIP.
I like that idea. I think that would be a clever way to sort of combine forces. If you could have like audio and a video communication, then maybe try to synchronize your meeting times, you know.
The first couple of hackathons were very good, and we had about six, or I think you had nine people, nine hackerspaces on at the same time. So it was okay to do one-to-one, but it was almost impossible to download nine streams. You know, you needed so much bandwidth. So the problem was in that if you could put up a kind of a multiplex and show nine screens, but you could, like, we used, one of the guys did up a web page which had the an embedded version of Nine and Hackerspaces. But it was, for us, we didn't have that much bandwidth at the time. We still don't. And it was almost impossible to, you know, that the CPU and the bandwidth overhead was quite involved. So what you want is kind of network side somewhere to host and process and aggregate the other hackerspaces for you, you know, somewhere on a hosted dedicated server somewhere probably. But we did something like that during the quiz during the Irish Hackerspaces Week, where we had our hackerspace up on a screen and they had theirs, and so we were able to see the other team. So you could see that they weren't cheating, you know, in a kind of pub quiz type thing that we were running. They could see us kind of grimacing when we didn't understand the questions, and they could and we could see them. So it was actually a lot of fun. To have that visual feedback, you know, we are kind of visual animals, you know, we like to see each other. It's not just talking and writing that we like to, in ways to communicate. But yeah, I would hope somebody would come along and come up with a system or a tool that we could just kind of plug and play, most likely using open source tools, hopefully. Okay, I think we've basically been on an hour now, or we haven't been on the call in an hour, but talking about half an hour. I don't know if we want to finish up or if anybody has any other comments or questions.
I just wanted to say thanks to you guys for being on the call. It's been a couple months since I was able to participate, but I always have a good time with these events. I think it's a great way to communicate, especially across such a long distance. It's nice to see what people are doing around the world.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Thanks for joining in. So Rockets and GMC and One Toner, thanks for all of us for joining in. And hopefully we'll get to talk to you in this hackathon maybe next week, or at least the next call in next month. What do you think about the second weekend of the month as a more permanent, like, is the bank holidays and public holidays tend to be around the first weekend of the month?
Actually, I don't have a clear preference for any weekend in the month. My schedule is irregular enough that trying to get some regularity in there is difficult enough. But I guess what would be more important is just to announce already tomorrow, or I don't know when the next call will be on the mailing list, because that would make it more visible, I think, and that would probably attract more people, so they can already put it in their schedule, and instead of the last minute thing. That they just have a notice, oh, it's tonight, oh, but I already have plans, you know, if you announce it right before. And I don't know, actually, I mean, you've been, Rob, you've been taking the lead today. I don't know, actually, if anyone is taking the lead on these calls anyway. It's been you for the past months, I think. So basically, my question is, if you would like to get that, keep that going, and try to announce early.
Yeah, no, I've tended to try and not organize to announce it, try the week before. I know it, and the part of the reason then is if you announce it too early, you might get people. I don't know. I can try. I guess once we post up a link with the recording, we can say announce that the next one will be on the, double check the dates.
Well, just remind people every week or something until it is. That's it be too much? I don't think so.
Well, I guess we go with the 3rd of October. Try again on the beginning of the month again. Next one would be the 3rd of October. Sunday the 3rd. I think there's a certain aspect of it for the for us in Europe, it's in the evening, and for the guys in the US, it's kind of mid-afternoon or early-ish in the morning. So there, if you're visiting your family on a bank holiday weekend, they tend not to be around, or I think it's probably a bit more helpful for us in Europe, because it's later in the evening. I guess we'll just try it again on the 3rd next month.
Okay.
I'll announce that later in the week when we have the recording uploaded, and I can give a link to that.
Okay.
People can hear our conversation. Anyway, guys, thanks for coming in tonight and this afternoon for one time. And hope to talk to you again.
Thanks for facilitating and taking the lead. And talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I think I'm going to be taking off myself.
Cool. Oh, thanks one time.
Please dial *611 for assistance.
We get signal. My screen turn on. You're listening to the radio program about Hackers Places. This air level radio program about Hackers Places.
Okay, so that was the Hackerspace call-in. As you've heard, we are going to have another one October 3rd. I hope more people will dial in, because these are generally fun conversations, especially if there's more people and you start discussing projects and basically add a perspective from Hackerspaces all over the world. This was GMC. I will play some chip tunes now. Just have fun. And hopefully we will have more callers next week, because more people is more fun. Thanks for listening.